6. The gases in the air. W.E. Flood, M.A., Ph.D. This passage describes how it is possible to separate the gases in the air. Some of the properties of these gases are also mentioned. The piece comes from The Air Around Us, 1948, one of the books in the series Science in the Modern World. The author is a senior lecturer in the University of Birmingham and has written other books in the same series. With Dr. West, he has written an Elementary Scientific and Technical Dictionary, 1962. Just as man has found great uses for the materials which he can dig up from the ground, so too he has found important uses for the gases which he can obtain from the air. Oxygen and nitrogen can be made from other materials, but they are usually obtained from the air because air is so plentiful. Some of the other gases, such as argon, can only be obtained from the air. There is so little carbon dioxide in the air that it is better to obtain it in other ways. The problem, of course, is to find a quick and useful way of separating the gases in the air. Let us read how this is done. We remember how air can be made into a liquid. If the liquid is warmed again, it boils and turns back into a gas. Now, oxygen does not boil away from liquid air so easily as nitrogen. By careful arrangement of the boiling, it is possible to make the nitrogen turn back into a gas and leave the liquid oxygen behind. The oxygen can be turned into a gas later. In this way, the oxygen and nitrogen are separated. The other gases, such as argon, can also be obtained separately by very careful arrangement of the boiling. We know that oxygen is necessary for the breathing of animals and plants and for burning. Only 1/5 of air consists of oxygen, but this is quite enough for all ordinary purposes. Pure oxygen is used for special kinds of breathing and burning. When a person is ill with damage to his lungs, he may take in so little air when he breathes that he does not obtain all the oxygen he needs. Such a person is put in a bed in a hospital, and a tent is built round the top of the bed. Oxygen is passed into the tent from special containers outside. The person then obtains enough oxygen when he breathes. Later, when his lungs are better, he can leave the tent and breathe ordinary air again. High above the earth, air is not so plentiful. On the top of a mountain, our lungs would not take in as much oxygen at each breath as they would at the bottom. And on very high mountains, like Mount Everest, breathing is so difficult that men have little strength. Men who try to climb such mountains take with them small containers of compressed oxygen. A pipe leads from the container to a kind of cloth which covers the nose and mouth. Then, when necessary, oxygen can be turned on for breathing. In the same way, men who fly high in aeroplanes take a supply of oxygen with them. Sometimes an explosion takes place in a mine where men are digging for coal. The men may be hurt by the explosion, and fallen rocks may stop them from getting out. Further, much of the oxygen in the air may have been used up by the explosion. Men who go down the mine to rescue them therefore take containers of compressed oxygen. The containers are usually carried on their shoulders. Air contains enough oxygen for the burning of a fire in a house or in a railway engine. Pure oxygen would cause the wood or coal to burn so fast that it would be wasted. When a very hot flame is needed for a special purpose, oxygen is provided instead of air.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。